Blog Talk Radio.
Rose Fever. Very good song. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and welcome, everybody. Call in at 773-897-6461 to have some fun. Our topic tonight, fever. How many of you guys, how many of you felt in the energy that we're talking about with the ascension, the energies, the changing? Now, the height and the energy of this is where a lot of the debate goes. Those of you who've been listening in and working with your ascension will tell me that you haven't felt any of that heat and energy. Well, this is where the controversy comes in. This is where we're going to have tonight. We're going to have a really good debate here, and you've got Psychic Jethro, and you're going to have Dina Flanagan, a very phenomenal gifted psychic, form of the gift too, discussing the different energies and the flow and the situations that we feel. In the old school, and in the way that it used to be, you would have someone, you would be feeling energy, and it would feel like heat, and you would feel hot. You know, anybody thinks about the energy, and metaphysically, you sense that. In the ascension energy, we're also getting a heat. So we're talking about fever. We want to talk to those of you who are interested in talking about what's going on with the sun. 2012, on the 21st of December, there's going to be an energy with that sun. So give us a call. Those of you who know this, the Psyche's Gone Wild, we're going to do a really one quick question reading, getting to know everybody, and thank you guys. Remember to put in for your Christmas baskets. We will be giving away a winner tomorrow at 8 p.m. Friday night, and we will be also very special guest. Sir Magnus is going to do a cameo appearance, so we will get to talk to and find out the musician behind the music we've all loved with the song Gimme, which you guys have been listening to. And we've got Deborah Frew also this weekend, the psychic who uses blank tarot cards to read with. This is the weekend you want to listen in. It's going to get fun. 719, you're on. How are you, 719?
Hi, great. How are you?
Great. I welcome you. This is Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you to come in. You've got really good energy. It sounds like did you like our song? What did you think of the music?
Well, I liked the song, but after a while, I was ready for the song to be over.
Oh, no. Not your type of music. No, that's truthful. We love honesty. That's too bad. You know, it's a shame.
I don't mean that in a negative. It's just, you know how you have, like, favorite songs you listen to as you were growing up, like like Freebird, you listen to Freebird for a while, but then after a while, it's like, oh, okay, enough. You still like the song, sometimes, Sorry. Come off negative. I don't mean it that way. It just...
No, we're all entitled to our opinion. I love your honesty. And this is Psychic Jethro at Psychic's Gone Wild. And go ahead and, I know how I do this. If you've listened in, I have either given me your name and birth or one question. Due to the fact we've got an hour show, I do feel like you've got quite a bit. Do you want me to give you what the guides are just giving you and then go on, or how do you want to do
this? Yeah, that'd be great. Do you want my birthday? It's September 16th.
Okay, September 16th. And give me your first name.
Julia.
Okay. Julia, what I'm sensing here, and that's why I said you've got quite a bit, is I feel like that the guides are showing me that there's crossroads in your life. There's going to be two changes here that are coming for you, and they're telling me that, I shouldn't say coming, but actually going to be in your path. And what they're also showing me with the eyes, guides and the work that's happening for you is as things are starting to really continue to change for you, is that I feel that there's going to be, I feel like there's work, a change. Actually, they're talking about to me that you've got some other outside influence connected to what's going on in your path right now, and they keep showing me the work part. So just reading out as a general reading, as we call what we've got there, without anything else or just doing the energy, that's what I'm seeing. I am seeing this going into a time here that's going to end up in threes, so I would say that this is going to be a point there for you. I also, as I go to look at relationship, I do see that you have got some connection there where you're at, and I feel that there's some there's some other ties in another state that's pulling you somewhere else too.
Okay.
So I don't know if that helped. I thank you, Julia, and welcome you to continue.
Well, you said two changes, and one of the changes was work, and what was the other change? Was that relationship?
I feel that. I feel it is with relationship. And I feel like what they're showing me, what I get from you just doing a general reading is this, and I thank you. I've never read for you before. And I welcome you coming in on the radio is what we've got is the guides are showing me that, Thank you. You know, it's Julia, you've got this energy, and just as a general reading, we call that when you just, you know, given what we've got, the angels are really phenomenal to me. You're showing me that there's a pull for you. Now, looking, you know, and sensing what they're saying just from your energy and from not only your date of birth, but what the guides are showing me with your energy through the phone, what makes me so gifted is my accuracy. And what I really like with this is they're saying that this love and this relationship, there's another pull coming from another state. So what I would say is that you have someone that, I don't feel that you're in a relationship there that's going to stay where you're at, is what I feel.
Oh, okay.
But I feel that there is another pull happening, and I feel that it's coming from another state. I feel that not where you're living right now, but I feel somewhere else. They keep showing me that you have someone who's more west of you that is pulling energy. There is, and if it isn't family or there isn't someone that you can relate that you know in that place, and it means a new relationship's coming to you.
Okay.
There.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're loving it, going on with everyone that's calling in tonight. We've got 404. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm okay. I was wondering a little bit if maybe you could help me know what I should do. I have, like, this clinical instructor who won't let me pass my clinical or something like that, and I was told that in order to do something about it, I have to, you know, talk to my course advisor, and that that could, I guess, change things. Because we both have a difference in opinion, and I was wondering if that's something that will happen.
And I welcome you, and I thank you. This is Psychic Jethro, and our other psychics here, Psychic Dina, I should say, Dina Flanagan, who one of our phenomenal gifted psychics. We're talking about fever tonight, Dina, and can you hear us tonight?
Yes.
Our phones have been so wild, Dina. You've got to come back from Maine and shake it up, because down here in Florida, I've been plugging in cups and strings to get this to work. We welcome you here, and Dina's doing a double header because you guys asked for her. And I thank you, 404. You were telling us about what was going on in your situation. I do have to get a favor if you will give me your name, and then we'll let Dina and me help you out.
Bethany.
Okay.
Can you repeat that one more time, your question, please?
Yeah. I was wondering if my clinical, by talking to my course advisor, if that's something that will change being able to pass my clinical at the hospital.
I'm hearing it is something that will change, but for the better. Is what I'm hearing. I kind of half came in on this question, so I got to tune in. Jethro, what are you getting while I tune in?
No, it's okay, and that's what the guides were doing with the energy and what we know. That's why I said we both have to do it, because there is something going on with your phone, Tiffany. I don't know what it is, but it's like sometimes they do it like a little bit of speaking up or with the phones. It's what the energy's showing me is that they're telling me it is going to come through. I do feel it is. I also, and I was going to tease you because we're on fevers, the subject, and that's what I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of energy around it, and that's what the subject is tonight, talking about heat, energies, people doing it. I feel like you've been going through some other stress. When we're talking on the phone, there's something else that's a little hidden behind this problem. You kind of would like to talk about it too, but you're talking about the frustration of school right now, but there's something going on with relationship with you. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now that helps, because you've got both of us here, and that's why they bring me and Dina in, because you've got a male and female talking about this. It's ironic, because that's what they're telling me, and I'm glad because I'm like, we had the song start out with fever. We had the lady before. She didn't care for the song. We laughed at everybody who loved the song. What I want to get to and what we're going to get in the energy is that I feel it's going to help you in school. And Dina has already said that. Dina, what else are you feeling here?
I'm feeling that it's a change that has been needed to be made for a while. And yet you've been kind of like pushing it away, this change. Is that true?
I'm not sure what the change is.
Well, it feels like, what's that?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm putting you on the spot here, and I apologize. That's going to help with what's coming together. But we'll go ahead and deal with this because you've got to get it out. You've got to get the school and the things together. I do feel that's going to happen. Get with, especially Dina, and we work with this on the goals. Dina, tell her how to get in contact with you. And I thank you. We'll help you get through this. Also, make sure you get in for the gifts at psychesgonewild.com because we're going to be giving away a prize tomorrow, for the Christmas basket. Put in your email. Make sure you put in your snail mail. We got a prize that we're going to be giving away tomorrow if the person doesn't contact me. We've been giving it out for over a month, you guys. I got to have your snail mail. I'm psychic, but I can't do that all day. So, Devaney, please get with us on there. And, I feel that, Tina, tell her how to make contact if she were to get a full reading.
Oh, you can get a hold of me at 207-752-1399 or EssenceOT, ESSENCEOT at AOL.com or PsychicHealer11 at gmail.com for full readings. But anyway, you have a lot of things coming up and things that you have to decide upon. And this is what I'm seeing, like it's all coming together and all coming to a head. And they are good changes if you decide to make them. And it will bring you over this hurdle, kind of this hurdle that you need to come over. And so this is it. They keep showing me that you're stopping. You're stopping it. You've been pushing it aside. You've been some of these changes that you have to make and decisions, not so much changes, but decisions you have to make. Make them and don't look back and just go for it. And things will start to move in your life because things aren't moving very fast right now. So this is what you need to do.
Are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. We kind of gave you a lot, and it's because we love you. We're like, isn't that you're just like, yeah, don't love me so much. Welcome. Follow our show. Continue in. We're going to help you. You're on tonight with one of the most phenomenal ones, Dina Flanagan and Jethro. And I apologize because what I was seeing through that and going with that, I do see you getting through your school, and I see this other part really being strong. And like Dina just really filled in the pieces. That's why she's who she is, and that's why we all love her. Psyche's gone wild. And continue listening. We're going to turn around. We've got a few minutes here of some emails we got to do. And you guys don't go anywhere. There's like six of you on the phone. We're ripping through as fast as we can. Tonight, it's Yuka Rhodes, and her song obviously tonight was Fever. We're going to be playing another one of her songs here in a few moments when we take our break, and that'll be Sentimental Mood. Very beautiful music, very phenomenal. And I know some of you guys, like the one said, it's like they want to get on with it. Well, the fun thing is, if you guys realize that we do these shows, we do this for the variety and the fun for all. So I like that. I do like the blues. I also like country. There's some days I don't know what I like, but I'm kind of fickle like that. So Cycles Gone Wild is doing. Dina, we have a question for you. What kind of music do you like, and what would you do if you were in a sad mood? What kind of music would you play?
If I was in a sad mood?
Yes.
Well, I love classic rock. That's get me in a good mood, but if I was in a sad mood, that's what I would do. I put on I'm just a Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and Metallica. I just love this classic rock.
Very good. Very good. And you guys know, as you know with me, I do a little soul music, and you're asking us what we would do. One of the good things about when we're talking about fever, we're talking about the energies, when we first started out tonight coming in, I would play different music. We sometimes will feel this energy, and I say old school, you guys don't look at me bad, but the way I was trained in this, if I felt fever, intense energy, it usually meant someone was upset at me. Psychically, someone was sending me energies of it. Dina, we were talking last time about the healing and the work. Dina's very gifted. We have a lot of you guys asking questions with it. One of the really good questions we have here is, it's a good one because I'm going to answer it in my way, and then I want Dina to answer it in hers. The person is saying that they do feel the fever. They have felt the ascension energy, what we're talking about. A lot of people are saying they're feeling a lot of their energy raising, and they know that they're not having heat flashes. They're not of that age. They're not having other things happening in their house physically. They are feeling these sensations, and I would personally say that you are feeling energy rise. It doesn't always have to be hot or cold. Now, you guys realize I'm a psychic, and Dina is a psychic healer. So I want to, and I'm sorry I'm passing the ball to you, Dina, but I really want to get your opinion. What do you feel on this? What would you say this heat they're feeling is, and what do you feel it's doing?
I feel the heat is more awakening. that's what I feel it is. It's like to show, it's a signal. It's like that you can tap into it. It's really showing them they can tap into it and use it and heal with it is what they can do. And also, when sometimes energies come to you, you will get a sensation. So with a lot of people, they're getting the heat. I get really extreme tingly golden light is what I get. It goes through my whole body. But I went through that stage of getting the heat, you know, years ago. And so that's what it is. It's like you just it's becoming more aware of it, and it goes through your body, and just use it. Like it's kind of saying, I'm here, use me, you know, so use it and listen to your intuition or try to help heal somebody. That's what I get from it. That's what used to happen to me.
I'm getting tingles from it. It's obviously she's on. And I see you guys, that's how we all learn together. And what I love about Psychics Gone Wild is we have put together the best and the most greatest people from all over to put together what for you guys with it. I agree. I feel that very strong. The angels are confirming that. And I learned something new, you know, that makes sense to me. I know that the friend that's writing to me from Billings, Montana, oh, yay! They're so glad to see me and you together. You're usually on Wednesdays, and it's nice to have you live. I am in the queue. Okay. Well, we'll try to get to you. Thank you. And they're letting me know that they've always felt that Dina really does give her readings from the heart, and wants you to know I've been a fan of yours for over a month now. Thank you for the work you do. This is from Tennessee. Oh, well, we're going right along.
Thank
you guys.
You.
Yeah, well, any more compliments, you guys? What about me? No, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing you guys. We got a joke. We all love each other. Next question you got here. I'm sorry, I'm really silly tonight. As you look at the energy and you guys are reading about the energy, I would like you to give your opinion on this. My legs have become numb. I have went to a doctor who said they thought it was gout. It turned out that I do not have any problems of this kind, but I have one leg that turns numb for no apparent reason. Could this be metaphysical? Dina, what do you think?
Hmm. Well, partly I feel it's poor circulation. I feel like it's poor circulation, but it can have to do with energy. Like they can make that circulation happen again. And it partly is energy, like blocked energy. So then that's cutting off that circulation. So probably, I don't know, you know, look it up left or right, and we can look up if it's male or female side. It has to do with some issues you're dealing with, whether it's the male or the female. I don't know which leg it is. So once you address those issues, I think that it will start to get better again.
Very phenomenal. Go into our next caller. We've got 6 minutes, and we're going to take our break. We got another Colorado caller, 303. I know these numbers. What is going on? How are you, 303?
Hello.
Hello. Am I correct? Are you Colorado?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for calling in, Psychic Jethro. Would you have a question for our phenomenal Dina Flanagan?
So I had invested myself into an enterprise for about 3 months, and it didn't come to fruition. And now the energy that this fever is really, you know, more towards, you know, what I have to do now, right? And I just was wondering whether there was any opportunity during this transition going into this ascension for a new fork in the road, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like when it's not even far away, I feel like January, February, there's going to be something that's going to, it will be the new fork in the road. But it has to do with something you're doing now. Did you say you're in a new enterprise? I didn't hear the beginning.
It was very similar, but it was different, right? But I was moving in that direction, and the opportunity didn't present itself, and so. But I had invested so much of that time, and I look at that as kind of a flaw, you know.
Yeah, but I'm hearing don't give up. That's what they're telling me. Don't give up, because it's not far. It's like something to do with that didn't work, but something else to do with it will. There's still some more opportunities I'm feeling. I'm feeling you haven't exhausted all your opportunities, and maybe it's a different way of looking at it, and maybe it's not exactly what you're doing, but it has something to do with what you're doing. And they're showing me like February-ish, late January, February-ish. So... See, I feel like it just surged and almost gave up on it.
Is it in this area or is it near or far, right?
Near, is it near or far from where you are? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not really showing me an area, but they're saying it's not that far. I don't know, Jethro, did you pick up an area? I'm hearing not that far.
That's what I agree, and I feel it is very close to where you are. I'm also getting a lot of energy from your guys that are telling me that you're not it seems like you said you were picking up fever from around this. I do feel that there's some other people that are involved that are getting that old way school I call that they're angry. And for me, it's when people don't want to do it. My guides will tell me, and it's like I'll get a buzz, a positive feeling, and if they give me heat, it's like my guides don't want me to do it. In fact, I was talking to my sister today, and we were talking about someone in business, just like what you said, and the guides told her, they said, don't do this. He'll take your money and run. I go, well, how much more blunt does that need to be? My guides aren't that way. I'm a Scorpio, so they just give me like you. They give me vibrations, and if they're telling me hot, I'm like, ooh, you know, if it's hot to me, it means in a business deal, I would say somebody's mad, someone's having energy. I feel someone's also trying to get into the thing of what you're trying to do. I feel that you're in like some kind of territory within it. I feel it's going to happen. I feel that your guys are giving you a little more of a shove here of they want it done now. And I apologize, Dave, when I'm saying this. I want to be more, you know, one thing I go on with you too is that they're also telling me going into some other work for you, and it's like they're also doing some other things telling me that the energy is not done by any means from everything that's happening with you. It's like your whole situation has begun to really strengthen there. They're telling me, and I got to get your name again. I apologize. Your guides are moving on me.
Dave.
Okay. Dave, they're telling me that it's going to be a really good strength for you. You're going to go through, like we were talking with the business, but I also feel there's a love relationship with you, too. Boy, this is the night. We played this song, and I love this because this is what everyone wants to discuss, and it is about relationship. Dave, don't go anywhere. We're going to play another song here for all of you guys who are friends, and we want to thank you, Yuka Rose from Bali, by letting us play your music and offering this. You're a very gifted, beautiful voice. We will do this, and we'll be right back with the other half of the show with Psychic Jethro and Dina Flanagan. And thank all of you guys. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back after this song. phenomenal music and voice, Yuka Rose from Bali. And thank you guys from Bali. You guys asked for it, you've got it. And you've got me, Jethro Smith, and you've got Dina Flanagan, and I love it tonight. You guys have got me. I'm having one of those nights that start out on Living in the Psychic Realm, and my mouth and my head are so happy that they're running together at different levels. So if I say the wrong word, please nobody get offended. I know the Dina Flanagan's name. I know my name. I'm trying to get through. And I love all of you guys. And thank you guys for all the positive support and white energy. We do encourage that. You know, when you guys come in, you know, I teased you guys before about this being like a restaurant, and it is true. You know, visualize you're coming into a place, and it's 6 o'clock in the evening, and everyone's busy, and we're all here waiting, especially with all of our great food to serve you and things to go. And you come in, and you're hungry, you're crabby, and you're really ready for that meal. So that's what me and Dean are here to do, is to serve you. And you guys are going to double-head it with her because you asked for it, and this is great. I didn't realize that, you know, you guys loved Wednesday so much, but we will be here on Thursdays now, and Dina, it looks like me and her are going to be doing Thursdays if that's okay with her. And I love you guys. We have Kelly is on Wednesday nights, and we love that, and everybody looks good. Dina, we've got a couple questions for you, and then you guys on the phone, hang in because you'll be next.
All right.
Okay, we've got Dina. We've got a person from Cincinnati asking that they have had Reiki done, and sometimes they close their eyes and they see symbols they feel that are Reiki. What would you suggest they do?
I'm going to assume they haven't been trained in Reiki. They're just receiving it, correct?
And they're saying, you're correct, they have just, you're right, they've just been a client.
Well, to me, that shows me that, they're probably picking up off the other person, so they're probably very insightful and can see themselves. Or, you know, whatever way they're getting it, sensing it, seeing it. So I would practice that more, or even just to, maybe it's a sign to take a Reiki, you know, to take Reiki 1. And see how they like it, because obviously they're very in tune to it, or very in tune to what's going on in their body. So to develop it further would be phenomenal.
Very good. See, and there you go. And that is exactly what we have had a lot of you guys coming into Psychic Learning Connection. And for those of you who know where that is, that's our old 714-333-3354 number. And we are giving out classes and working with it. We really have encouraged it. And I laughed today. I did the morning one with that. That was my word, really, because I do think that we've had a lot of people asking this, Dina, and maybe we can get you to do an hour one where you would talk and discuss with the healing and the development and the energies you do of helping others. We know that you do healing to help others out. You just enjoy it. And like your readings, you're very gifted at it. And we've had quite a few people who want to get into that area. Dina, can you help some of the newbies, and you guys don't get offended, but you younger group who are coming in, and the younger ones and older who are just starting out that want to learn healing methods. What would your advice be to them, Dina?
Well, you go to your local, wherever you see classes or a paper that offers them, and whichever one that feels right to you, back to this, you know, if you get an energy, a heat or whatever feels right to you, I would advise starting with that one. You know, it doesn't have to be really expensive to start out either. You can really, you know, whatever you can afford, whatever you can do. Even there's a lot of different Reiki shares that goes on for free. Or by donation, should be some in your area. Start with that and see how it goes and what really just speaks to you. Mine, I started with Reiki, and then I just developed and went into all different kinds over the years. But I'll tell you, Reiki was fantastic, probably still one of my favorites. But now I just combine it with all the other stuff I know and what they show me and what they tell me. And a lot of people come to me these days with, I get a lot of like people near death or cancer or whatnot, and I can send them the healings, and they end up recouping quicker, much faster, and everybody's amazed. So as you develop, that's what will happen with you. So you'll be able to, it will move through quicker and stronger. So when you first start out, you know, it will be, you know, it'll be a learning curve, and then just keep developing it, keep developing it.
Well, very good. And we were going through the question you guys asked me, and I'm going to now put that question to Dina. In 2012, here on the 21st of December, everyone knows there's going to be an eclipse, and for a length of time, we are going to be disconnected from the sun as this eclipse is in the area. It happens every so many thousands of years that we go through this. There's been a lot of speculations, and scientists and different ones have accumulated what's going to happen, because we need those things from the sun, and we've went through eclipses before, but it's going to be such a gravitational pull by the different planets and the transition we're in. Dina, is there any ideas or any speculation on what you feel is going to happen during that time, and what's going to be with us humans on this earth while that happens?
See, I feel that it's more of an energy thing. I don't think it's the end of the world. So I feel it's more of an energy thing. Like, I think what a lot of us have been doing, we've been experiencing strange energy already, you know, amplified or just different or strange or... I think when all this happens, that it's going to be like really amplified, and I think we're going to go into a shift that's going to be on a different level, a higher level. Especially the people who've been doing the work and getting ready for it, it will be able to help out the people just getting into it. So I think it's really an ascension of everybody is what's going to happen. To me, it just feels like more of an energy thing. We'll probably experience some planetary shakeups, you know, earthquakes or what have you, but mostly it's an energy thing.
I feel that too. And, and this was the topic in the conversation that I had today with quite a few different people who've contacted me on this and working with it, is that it is going to be doing a pull and a gravity. But we, you know, looking at the energies of what's happened with this through the years, that this is going to be a whole new awakening. And I've had people saying, well, the Mayan calendar stopped, you know, but you look at then this is a new, and it's going to be able to put in an ascension. They're putting too much. I mean, you guys who've been through this the last couple of times, think of our higher energies. Look at what's happened. I can name off numerous people through the last year that I've read for and been that have the thing that's come in very popular was that we went into ascension. We all knew there was Christ energy, and all of a sudden people were awakened. It was just like, and it was like people, you know, I've had a lot of people that didn't even, I mean, they weren't involved in this. And I've been fortunate this year, 90% of my clients have been people who are just being awakened. And they're calling me to confirm, you know, here they are hearing, sensing angel work, doing the guides. And what we really liked with, like Dina was saying there, it's a spiritual one. We're all going to this, obviously, for the new. And I feel this spiritual too. You can tell with our, me and Dina, you know, we've never really talked this over this, and now we're really getting personal over the air with this with everyone, but these are our real beliefs, and that's what's so exciting about what's happening, is you're seeing all of us coming together and a big ascension and a white work done and a lot of other work being done to clear up a lot of the silly. I had someone tell me that, you know, they had read somewhere that, you know, in 2012 we were going to have these things happen. And as the year's been going on, the country didn't break apart. We didn't have these other ruckuses happening. And I teased them and said, stop reading Facebook. No, I didn't. I said, come on, you guys. I go, where are you getting all this stuff? And they sent me legitimate stuff that looked legitimate. But when you got to really reading under the current, it was exactly, I feel, some other countries and other people will say, and other organizations, putting out the fear factor. Remember, what we think, we manifest and become. If our planet is sitting here going, United States, we love our children, we're going to do things. Remember when we were younger and the big thing was other countries and we were having all this conflict, we thought. And there was a big speculation. I'm telling my age, but I remember a lot of things that never manifested. But every year we were like, ooh, something's coming, you know. And what happened out of it? 2000 happened. They remember our computers were going to crash then. The whistles were going to blow and our hair was going to come up. And look out, baby. We got through it. Remember that, Dina?
I do. I do. I was just like, I don't think so. No. That was an ascension up into kind of like starting to see. You know, now this one is a much bigger ascension.
We got that. And And yes, that's bigger, and I love that. Thank you, guys. We do, those of you who are getting on, tune in tomorrow, Friday, for we'll give away another prize. We are going to be sending them out. We are working together. Those who know is Amy Kavanaugh back on Fridays, and we all welcome her, love her. Our wonderful friend Janae is doing some other outside activities. We'll expect her back and know she will be helping us later. Very phenomenal, gifted person. Still on her Thursday show here on Blog Talk. And we welcome you, 770. What do you know? We've got you on three channels, 770. Your phone number is coming up three times. That's really kooky. Either you're really magical or you've got more than one phone in that house.
Oh, how are you doing today?
Really good. I'm a little spooked. How did you get to call in so many times? Are you?
My mom called. Clicked over, clicked back. So I had to change this phone.
I love you. Thank you for telling me the truth over Psychics Gone Wild, because I'm a Scorpio, and even though I'm psychic, I have imagination that would make Stephen King run home to mom. And here you just did that, and thank you, because it was good. I welcome you. This is Jethro, the nervous one, and Dina, the phenomenal one. And I need to get your name and give us a little bit here what you want to talk about.
Yeah, my name is Daphne. My birthday is December 17th. I wanted to know, do you see me being clairvoyant or psychic or whatever?
Mm. So you want to know if you have any of the gifts?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you've been seeing things. This is what I'm seeing that you've seen things. Are you seeing things? Is this true? Like the
right.
things that have been coming to you, yeah, and you're not understanding them?
Yeah.
Because this is what... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Like one time I dreamed that my mother had a red coat, and I was wearing it in a dream, and I went to a closet and I told her, this is the coat I had on. And I said, why would I be doing that?
It was breaking up a little. You had a dream about your mom?
Yeah, I had a dream about my mom. I had on my mom's coat. It was
you
red.
Had on your mom's coat.
Went to her house and I went to her closet and I told her about the dream. I said, this is the coat I had on. I said, why would I be doing that?
Yeah, well, this is what I feel like that it's kind of like you've had it, but it's awakening in you more. This is what's happening with a lot of people right now. It's coming, it's awakening in them. So you have the abilities. It's just now they're saying to you that you know, they want you to, you know, develop them because you have the abilities to see. I also feel like you have the ability to feel. You can feel things happening too. This is what I'm seeing. Like you kind of sometimes know, you just know. And you've had them, though. It isn't just now. You've had them, you know, for, I think I'm seeing you had them when you were younger. This is what they're showing me. You had them when you were really young, and then you kind of just shuffed it off over the years, and now they're coming back because they were always there. And it's time, I'm feeling like it's just develop them, and you can really use them for the good. Yeah, you have strong instincts.
I agree, and I got to tell you here, Daphne, when you're talking about the coat, the red energy to me and the situation with your mom and why you were dreaming of her coat is you were having her comfort. And I feel mothers do this a lot with the maternal instinct, is why you were dreaming of that subconsciously and consciously. That was her protections around you. And, you know, sometimes we wake up and, like you said, it was like, whoa. It's also telling you that, guys, a little bit of the future, you're going to become some of those things of your mom. You know, we all say, I opened my mouth and my mother came out. Or my father. And that's what the guys were telling me. They were also consciously and subconsciously working with your spiritual energy to let you know. Do you remember what your mom used to do when she had on that coat, how she acted?
She used to wear that people, you know, she's just a red coat, you know, long coat, you know.
Mm-hmm. feel that. I feel that, and I also feel with you that we were just talking here about ascension energy. You are really gifted in the fact of opening work and, you know, doing some meditation, even prayer, you know, sitting down and working with sending out, putting more protection around you, light energies around you, very positive work. And I see you also, as you're talking about being very gifted, is you're also telling your angels and guides to take you on those journeys. When you do your nightly prayer, your energy to go to bed, telling them that you're looking forward to having them show you the what they want you to do in a positive way, and then you go to sleep knowing will really help your dreams, because you are gifted in that way. You have a very good top crown chakra. I could feel that. I feel your heart chakra a little bit doing something, a little tick, tick, tick. You've got a little thing going on here with your other energy that you're a little nervous or something. I feel you're a little shy looking in the mirror. Yeah. Okay, I'll keep my eyes to myself. But I'm just telling you, you do that, and it's okay. Because what's happening here and what I'm sensing with energy is that it's all right. You're a good, valued person. Know that we all go through that. And you know the best thing for that is that positive input. You know, I know people are like, okay, you're Jethro, you're doing sales. No, what I'm doing is some positive intent. Set and do the positive. If a lot of people have an awkwardness of mirrors, and we've talked about mirrors on the show before because of the energy, and mirrors do some work there. I mean, you can use mirrors for a lot of things. Sit down and positively set and visualize, I love myself, I like myself, I'm happy, and feel this release, because you've got a little bit of, I can feel the stress. You hold the stress in your arms. You've got some aching in your back right now. That's what I feel, and that's what I'm getting with you. And I welcome you. I thank you. We're down to the last 10 minutes. Did you put in on the left side that you put in for our Christmas basket on psychesgonewild.com so you can get a chance to win?
No, I don't have a computer.
Well, I'm telling then. Okay. No, I can't tell.
Can you?
I guess nobody's going to listen, huh? Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I've got your, if it's okay with you and I have your permission, I will put your name down and your telephone number in the basket. And if we pull it, you could be a winner. How's that?
Oh, wonderful. You have my number?
Yeah, if it's okay with you, if I use it, came up like multiple times. It's like I'm a teller. You were going to see me and Dina today because the guides and the angels put your phone number in here quite a few times. So, and it's Daphne?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Daphne, I welcome you. We're down to going to the last. Good luck, and keep calling, keep listening in. I know, you know, we're going to get the prayers out, and I'm going to put you in. And if you're here tomorrow night, be in here listening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, because we're going to give away another one of those Christmas baskets of fun stuff we've got. This time we're giving away divining rods made by Amy Kavanaugh. We've got some healing bracelets and a couple of really good books.
I like that CD, that music that I was listening to tonight. I want that CD.
Which CD do you, which one?
The one that was playing when I called.
She rocks. I would love to do that, and we just got her permission from Bali. She's living there to do it. I agree. But the CD we've got is that we're going to be giving away is a very phenomenal good one with Linda Irwin's beautiful music that she plays. But I like your idea, you know. And I would love to see if we could get maybe a few of those CDs from someone. But I got Yuki's permission to play her music, and I'm still dancing over that. I'm like, she's in Bali and she rocks. You know, I like the music. So thank you for saying that. You know, we've had a good and positive. And one thing is, you guys, please make sure, you know, with this music you guys hear, to go into iTunes and pick it up. I mean, you can buy Reverb Nation is one of the places to get the music. Is another site. I know you don't have a computer. iTunes on your phone, you can pick it up. And it's her name is spelled out Y-U-C-C-A Rose, and it's, you know, Yuka is what they call it. Yuka Rose, you know, is a correct pronunciation of it when Jethro can spell. The other person is, have you been listening in and to our Sir Magnus? He is phenomenal, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I think all of our musicians are.
I love music like that.
That rocks.
I like music like that.
Cool. Thanks, you. And see, and that's, you know, that tells you a lot about your energy metaphysically, because when we were talking here and we first started this out, people were asking me and Dina about it. I was going to let everyone know that you are very much intuitive with your energy, and you can tell with different music things about people, too. Dina has multiple energy. Did you hear what she said? Dina's able to heal and do psychic, and she said she likes rock, which we found out with most psychics who like those types of energy and vibrations and sound, they're the ones that can do power. They're the ones that we call them generators. generators or manifestors, they can do work and energy that's really strong. That's why she makes such a good conduit as a healer. And me and you like the music that is very much like that, soul music, very positive, very, you know, intense, R&B. We're the projectors. We're the ones who feel and sense. So I hope that helped you. We got to roll on. We got 6 minutes, and I've got two people kicking at the door. But you listen in again, and thank you, Daphne. Good luck, and you know, we'll see if you win tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good.
Going into the work here, we've got the phone still going, and we got a chance for one more out of all you guys. We love you. We always do an hour, and I know the biggest question is, can we go a little longer? We'd love to, but due to situation, this is the best we can do. Get a hold of us at JethroSmith.net, and let them know where they can catch you, Dina.
At EssenceOT, E-S-S-E-N-C-E-O-T, at AOL.com, or 207-752-1399.
And anybody who does tell us that they did catch on tonight, and it's Thursday, and tells me that they have gotten a reading by Dina Flanagan, they will also receive a free email picture reading by me, just as a way of saying thank you guys for all the positive input to get us on for two nights and have me and her together and her and Kelly together. It just makes me feel so good that you love us. We love you. 352, speaking of you, you're on next. How are you, 352? That really
hello?
I thought you hung up because I didn't rhyme right.
Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
Nicole.
Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
What is your question, Nicole?
I was just seeing if there was anyone that was coming through for me, any family members.
Hmm. Is the grandmother on your mother's side passed?
Yes.
This is the first person I saw.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming through. And... did she pass a while ago?
It's going to be 4 years next month.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. It was just a little while ago. She's still around you. You know, she's,
mm-hmm.
she's still around, not just you, but other family members too, and trying to help and guide. Are you trying to make a decision right now on something, a change or a move or something?
We're in the process of moving right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
We're moving in with my dad.
with your dad?
With my mommy and dad.
Yeah. Oh, with your mom and dad. Because she's telling me that you're in the process of a move, but she likes it. You know, she's saying it's good to keep the faith with it and try to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not permanent. It's temporary. Is what
okay.
I'm hearing. And but it will be really good. It's going to be a lot of things that you're going to heal or learn or what have you. Not just you, but the household, like, is what she's saying. Your mom, she's glad you're moving in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. But I feel it's overall. I feel it's a very good thing. Your grandmother is smiling, so. She's saying it's a good thing as well. And are you married?
No, I'm engaged.
Engaged, that's what I thought, because she's showing a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a marriage coming up is what it is. So she's also smiling upon that. Do you have a few questions in your head about that? Second thoughts, a few questions.
About what? About
something to do with the wedding or a marriage or something.
When?
When?
We've been
for a while now. A long time. Yeah, that's what she's saying. You have a question about it. She's saying just, again, there, she's saying keep the faith because she's saying all things will come to you in time, but you have to have the patience. And you have to just believe, you know, this what's coming up right now is a piece of the puzzle that you really need before all that can happen. You know, this healing process or whatever you're going to go through next by moving in, this change. So after you come through that, because I told you it would be temporary, after you come through that, and you'll see some positive changes coming from it, then I feel it will be time and you'll be ready for that part. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
But she's saying it's good if you can just have that patience to deal with it all. It's good. Don't give up.
Is my cousin Jeremy with her?
Did Jeremy die in an accident?
We don't know what happened. They still haven't gave us his autopsy results back. He died in his sleep.
No, but it was an accident. But I'm hearing it wasn't supposed to happen.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yes. He's there, but he's not talking. They're there, but they're not talking.
Right.
But it's still going through the process, I guess. Whatever you have to do before you can be the communicator. But, yes.
And we got 60 seconds. We're welcoming all you guys. Thank you, Nicole. We hope we got to do is follow and follow on the right side. Click on that follow button. And thank you, Dina, for once again being the great person that you are. Any last things, words you want to tell everybody before Blog Talk kicks us out the door?
No, just with all this, you know, kind of crazy energy we're having lately, just kind of take some deep breaths and move through it, because, you know, it will pass. This too shall pass is the message for this week.
Same here, and I want to thank you, Yuka Rose, for putting down yes, and please play your music. Your music is beautiful. Your voice is that of an angel. We bless all of you. Thank you, friends in Bali. Continue listening in. Psyche's Gone Wild will always be here wild as long as we can. See you next tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.